You are now tuned in to the Bold Journeys podcast, bringing you nothing but the best in motivation, inspiration, and empowerment information so you can get your whole life. Shout out to our amazing sponsors, Brownlinx Trucking, your premier shipping and logistics partner. Count on Brownlinx to deliver quality, no matter the quantity. Sense of Satisfaction by Cricut. If you're looking for a place to meet all your fragrance needs, this is it. Buying fragrances anywhere else is nonsense. Shop at scentsbycricut.com. And Creative Juices Printing and More, the hotspot for t-shirts and merch. Your vision is what they create. Don't forget to check out the Heal Girl YouTube channel for weekly prayers and more hilarious and inspirational content. Please note that the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the views of our sponsors. Now, let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. It's me. It's T, the Queen Bee. And if you remember, last week's episode was a major full of nuggets. So much so that we had to do it in two parts. So get ready, get into part two.
And we are back with another bold, beautiful, and bodacious episode of Bold Journeys Podcast, our summer sizzler series. Listen, I am over the moon about today's guest. And by now, if y'all have not caught on, if the voice does not sound familiar, it is the artist, Marcy Bush, who is the voice that you hear on Bold Journeys Podcast, intro and outro. She's such a talent, and her voice is being heard all over the globe in several different platforms. Marcy, tell us a bit about the work that you do with the various groups on YouTube, and by all means, please share with us what you will concerning the Sister Speak Brother Break show.
Voiceovers is something that I wanted to do for many years, and I had to look up what is it called when the person is talking behind that. Like, I had to look it up, and it was voiceover. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, never heard of that. But I kind of put it in my mental bank, and I went on. Fast forward. I will say this too. There was a time when I was trying with voiceovers. I was doing auditions. I'd signed up on this platform, which I did get training at one point, got my demos and all that. But I was trying. I was on this platform. They would try to match you with jobs that they thought you might be good for. I was doing audition after audition, never received one job. I even went to some of our local radio stations and was willing to volunteer to read their announcements, and I was turned down. One man told me, he said, I'm going to give you this recording of what you just did. And I mean, I was turned down trying to give it away. And okay. I was like, oh, well. And then when the Lord brought me off the job, I was listening to Inspiration Motivation one day. And I know the Les Brown voice. I know Eric Thomas. I know Joyce Meyer. I know T.D. Jakes. I know those voices. But there was a voice I didn't know, and I'm like, who is this? I don't know this voice. And I started looking, and all it said was the Grace for Purpose team. So I said, oh, well, it's worth a shot. And I emailed to see if they had room on their team. And that started something that has blessed my life tremendously. And so I work with Grace, the YouTube channel, Grace for Purpose, as well as Grace for Purpose Prayers. And now, like I said, we're going on 3 years together. I know it's 2.5 to 3, but it has been a tremendous blessing to me. And I'm so grateful for that. So that's that channel. And then somewhere in there, well, the Lord had me doing what's One More Minute with Marcy on social media for a while. And that has kind of come and gone in different phases over the years. And then didn't know that he was just setting me up for the talk show, Sister Speak, Brother Break, and it's conversations on grace, healing, and deliverance. And it is all about personal testimonies. The Lord just highlighted how many people are in my immediate vicinity, people that I know and can put my hands on, that God has done something tremendous in their lives. And so many times, even though we know them, and we may even pray them through a season, we pray for them, a lot of times we don't hear that person's journey. We don't consider their journey. You know, we thank God for it, but we don't think about what it took for them to survive during that time. And one of the things that God said to me was, everybody has a story, but not everybody has a voice. And so this platform, Sister Speak, Brother Break, is set up to allow just the everyday person to have a voice, to say what it is that God brought them through, so that they can then extend that hope and encouragement to somebody else who may be going through something similar.
And it has been such a blessing. I text you every week because I watch.
Yes, you do.
I watch every episode as I can live, and, you know, sometimes I catch the replays, and it has been such a blessing. Many of these people I've seen, again, at church services, at different events, projects, and things like that, and the transparent moments that they share, just their experience with God's grace and healing, it has been so encouraging to me, and that is just such an amazing work. And I just want to say this. I don't know if I've ever expressed this to you before, but it's as a witness. It's as a witness. Someone who doesn't know God like we do, who doesn't know church like we do, they may have even had a negative, hurtful, or traumatic experience with church, with things, you know, of a spiritual nature. And I know in my heart that when they watch your show, when they listen to your guests, I know that it sparks something, and that is a witness, and I know it's going to be counted as righteousness to you, and that excites me. That excites me. Y'all, this right here, I need you to understand, is a picture of three things. Number one, what it means to trust and obey God and to move forward in faith. Number two, what it is to dig in to your gift, your natural thing that God wired you with. And number three, that those two things coupled together will sustain you and will truly make you wealthy in the earth. Not about opulence, right? But about truly being sustained, about not missing that beat, about being able to live and enjoy doing what God said. That is a big deal. It's so simple, but that is a big, big deal. And I'm just excited and honored that I get to witness it. And I'm just so grateful, so, so grateful to you, Marcy, for your time. If you have any word of wisdom or anything that you want to leave our listeners with, and also please let us know where we can find you on online, social media, and what have you.
Let me thank you for having me on your platform. It is an honor to watch you just expand and explode into all that God has called you to do. You're forever, like, just these different facets of who you are keep being exposed to us, and I'm grateful to see all the fruit that is coming from you, Artesia Boulding. And there was something that came to my mind even as you were talking a few minutes ago, and I just want to encourage anyone who, you know, despite what people say, despite what popular opinion may be, when you know that God has given you a hunger, a desire for something, I encourage you to go after it. Just real quick, I'm reminded of going to Atlanta, looking at the Martin Luther King Center, and going in the room full of documents mm-hmm. all around the room. And in the middle of the room, there was this case. And in that case were his college transcripts. And it was a transcript from college, and I'm just kind of, you know, going down, looking, and there's A-A-A-A-B, A-A-A-A-B. I mean, just great grades, and then I'd see a C. And I'm like, Then I keep going, A-A-A-A-B-B. And somewhere along the line, there was another C. And so I'm like, what is he getting these C's in? And I go back and looking in this, I go back and look, and the C's are in public speaking.
What?
And I said, the only C's on the entire transcript are in public speaking. And that right then stamped this thing in me, that I don't care what another man's opinion of you is. If God has ordained for you to do a thing, you better step across their opinions. You better step across whatever. One of the greatest orators of all time, arguably.
Yeah.
And if he had gone on what those two people said, and could might have been the same professor, but if he had let those C's stop him, we would not have seen the manifestation of who he was. So I just encourage you, if you're listening and, you know, some voices, they could be voices that mean a lot to you, voices that are loud to you. If they don't come in agreement with the voice of God, let me tell you, go after God every time. So I just encourage you, be led by the Spirit of God. And then for my information, if you will, go to YouTube and subscribe. There are playlists on there for Grace for Purpose, some of the voiceovers that I do for them, as well as my playlist for Sister Speak, Brother Break. And that YouTube channel is Marcy Bush, MarceyBush. Please subscribe, and my prayer is that you'll be blessed.
Absolutely. They will be blessed as you have blessed us on today. And so, again, thank you so very much. You all, we appreciate you for listening. We trust that you will share the episode, and we will get back with you real soon. In fact, we'll be here again next week. So tune in. Until next time, mahalo.
Be kind and share this episode. Share, share, share. Subscribe to the Bold Journeys podcast on your favorite platform. Want to show the queen some love? Got show ideas? Or want to share thoughts on this episode? Email us at tboldmedia@gmail.com. That's tboldmedia@gmail.com.